Welcome. Our guest today is Christian Espinoza, CEO of Blue Goat Cyber. He's a U.S. Air Force veteran, best-selling author of the book, The Smartest Men in the Room, The Root Cause, and the New Solution for Cybersecurity, and one of the country's top experts in cybersecurity for high-risk, high-impact industries like healthcare, software as a service, and medical device manufacturing. Christian has helped organizations ranging from innovative startups to global companies navigate complex regulations and secure FDA approval for life-saving and business-saving technologies. His firm doesn't just protect networks, it protects lives. So if you're ready for a straight-shooting look at today's cyber landscape, then this episode's for you. So Christian, I know we're on a tight schedule, so if you don't mind, I'm just going to jump right into some of the questions.
Let's go for it.
I appreciate you being here. All right. So what would you say to a business leader who thinks that we're too small to be a target?
I would say your thinking is flawed. If you think about it like a big parking lot and your business is a car in the parking lot and there's cyber criminals going through the parking lot as fast as they can trying to check every car door, that's basically what's going on. So if your car happens to be the one unlocked, then they're going to steal your car and whatever's in it. And the other thing is, more than 60% of small businesses go out of business within 6 months of a cyber data breach. It's important that you actually consider cybersecurity, and you will be a target. You already are a target.
I'm sitting there thinking, like, because I think one of the most frustrating things for people is, like, first of all, they probably think it wouldn't happen to me, but when it does, it's like, what can you do about it? Because it's not like, I mean, can you talk a little bit about the criminal element, where they're located, why they don't easily get prosecuted or caught? What are some of the things that businesses probably don't even know exist?
Well, it's a hard thing to understand because it happens sort of like behind closed doors, right? It's digital. So for instance, I've stood up a system on Amazon before, and then within like 30 seconds, it had been scanned 1,000 times. Like I just stood it up, boom, 1,000 scans. So people are trying to hack into stuff that quickly all the time. So as soon as something is available online, it's constantly being